What's up, everybody? It's Lane with Talking Tunes Podcast. How you doing? I hope that your families are well. I hope that y'all have been well. Thank you for being here. If you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel yet, would you please click the like button, the notification bell, so you know when an episode is posted or we are live. And thank you to our listeners, our audio listeners through podcast platforms. Download the episodes, share them. Send us a message. Let us know that you're here because we would love to engage with you. But let me introduce you to, he's going to get mad because I got like a laundry list of things I could call him because we just go back like that. My co-host, because we do this together.
Hush, hush, don't start.
My co-host, producer, King. Y'all hear him? Y'all hear him? What's up, King? What's up?
What's happening?
My brother.
You know,
it's like that, huh?
It's like that. It's like that. Taking this thing one day at a time. You know what I'm saying? This whole what I'm calling newfound life after the eclipse.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That sounds like a book. Newfound life after the eclipse.
That would be good. That would be good. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm chilling, I'm vibing. You know, we got Money Montez, John Tez, whatever we want to call him.
Yeah.
What's up with you, Playboy?
Man, I got to tell y'all, I'm really sad.
What's wrong?
Oh, Jesus.
Orenthal James.
Hey, hold on.
The bill.
Whoa, stop, stop.
First
stop,
of all, sir, who is stop. Orenthal?
No.
Orenthal.
No.
Yes, sir.
John?
Yes.
You do not get to call that man whole name like that.
Oh, God.
Okay.
That's OJ Simpson. That's the juice, man.
You said put some respect.
That is the juice.
Put some respect
that's
on
the
my
juice.
Name.
That is the juice.
Whatever happened, happened. It is what it is. Life be life.
Y'all think he did it?
I ain't got nothing to say about it.
Okay.
I had absolutely nothing to say about it. I'll say this much if I got to say anything.
What?
I heard a recent conspiracy. Well, it was recent to me that. No, he didn't do it. He was covered. He took the rap for his son. But I have no, you know.
Wait a minute. I've never heard that before.
I've not heard that either.
Yeah. Y'all don't hear everything. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
That's different. That would make sense why he always stayed true to his confession.
That is true. He said he stayed. I didn't do it. But I ain't gonna tell you did it either.
Right. Wow. That's a twist.
Oh, I need to. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Here we go.
Maybe that's why the glove didn't fit.
Oh, God.
Look, y'all take a deep dive on y'all. I'm not finna play with you today.
I'm not. But
listen, y'all.
Peace and love to his family, though, since we.
Peace and love to OJ. Yeah, fan, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
His daughter. We ain't gonna say nothing. Okay, yeah.
Which one? Oh.
Yeah, I ain't gonna even say nothing on that.
And
anyway.
We're back.
Listen, I'm King. That's Lane. That's Montez. And we got the homie Max in the back, y'all. Like we always say about this time, welcome to the show.
Okay, man. I got to get myself together because, yeah, that kind of...
Get yourself together.
Yeah, that hit kind of Mr. OJ's go. Juice.
I don't even know.
Oh, this is
heaven. Schmitter.
Yeah, heaven from
bet. All right.
Yeah. Mary. No.
From the Mary.
Oh. Quite contrary.
Oh,
okay,
God.
So I got to ask you something, King, because, both of you.
I thought I was off the hook on this one. Okay.
No, you're not. I did something and I need y'all to help me figure this out. I don't know if I was selfish. I don't know if I was evil or I don't know if I was thoughtful. But here's what happened.
If you don't know, you all of them.
And that could be true.
Eat all of the above.
This could be true.
Go ahead.
You're not evil, John.
So.
Well, hold on. King. Let's find out, though. Wait a minute. Let's find out.
Let's find out.
Let's
first.
See.
Okay.
See what he
so
did.
So my friend asked me to take care of his dog because he was going to Coachella, actually.
If you did anything to the dog, you evil.
Triggered.
I don't care. I don't want to hear nothing
hashtag.
Else. If you did anything to the dog,
shared anything.
Wrong. I don't
I haven't
care.
Said anything
if you
got
to ask that question, am I selfish, evil, or thoughtful? If you did anything wrong to the dog, you evil.
Okay, listen.
I would hope listen that he first. Wouldn't be
listen,
that
because
crazy.
I don't know, and I need you to help me figure this out.
Evil. I love dogs.
Me too.
Me too. I'm a dog lover.
And particularly this one because he's diabetic and he's blind. Okay. So there's extra care that goes into this dog. He's my friend's dog. I'm not gonna tell his name because I don't want to put his business out there. But so he had me take care.
Wait. No. Hold on. The dog. Okay, wait a minute.
He's diabetic.
The dog got diabetes and he's blind.
And he's blind.
Ooh, that's a part of diabetes, Jack. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh yeah,
that is, and he definitely has
got
it.
Real. Wait a minute. How do dogs and humans have the same?
I don't know, bro. Don't know. That's a question I want to know. How did that happen?
The same way they get to live, like a lot of us too.
Because I had to give him shots for insulin.
No, because watch this. They say, if I'm not mistaken, it's 7 years for every year that a dog is born. Mm-hmm. Most dogs don't live past 14 years old.
Right.
Yeah.
So we can't say the same. No, they live. Right. We live the same.
No, what I mean is like,
how is it that this dog get diabetes and, for lack, you know, I use my mama. My mother died from complications of diabetes.
Yeah.
That is okay.
I'm not talking about them. I'm not talking about in ages. I'm talking about like
I'm not trying to get
doggy
into conspiracy
hotels
right
and
now.
dog apartments and birthday parties and stuff.
But that's
which I think is kind of cute.
John?
Well,
get
believe
to the
me
point.
When
what
I tell you this
do?
Dog is blind because he kept running into the walls and into the furniture because I brought him to my place and he doesn't know it here. So I was feeding him and he'd literally run into everything. And so it's not funny. I know it's not funny at all. So I'm taking him outside. And mind you, everything is new to him. So he don't know if he's outside, inside, if he's in the elevator or in the stairs. He doesn't
Man,
know.
Man, please get to the point because I'm trying to keep it together here.
So he's tripping over everything. And then it starts raining. So I'm not going to take him outside. I decided I'm going to take him to go use the restroom in the garage. And I had the little baggie so I could pick up after him. So I'm taking him and you walk a dog. And then I realized, he can't see anyway. I'm just going to let him walk in circles. And he just literally started walking in circles, thinking we walking somewhere. Is that evil, selfish, or thoughtful? Because as I'm watching him go around, I'm dying laughing at the fact that it's better for me because I don't have to walk around. He don't know
John,
any different.
John.
Oh my God.
John. Help me through this.
First off, I need a second. I need a second because I feel like you gaslighting me right now. I really do feel like that because...
Walking in circles. The dog was walking in circles.
Listen.
He was walking happily. He didn't know any different.
So he was getting his exercise on. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, he was getting his exercise for sure.
And you were watching him closely to make sure that everything was going to be okay.
But halfway through, I started laughing because I was like,
because you realize how stupid that whole thing looked stupid. Just, okay.
John, you evil as hell for that. Excuse me. Because I've been over here trying to contain myself because I'm trying to do better with my colorful language. I'm trying not to use.
And the audience appreciates that. Especially
listen.
You so sweet.
Listen, y'all. I'm trying not. But you wrong. You wrong. That was so eat. Listen to what you just said. I was like, he don't know it. So I'm going to go ahead and just let him walk in circles.
Oh, my God.
You being selfish and evil.
Where were y'all? Was nothing. Like on the sidewalk?
He was thoughtful. John, you were thoughtful to yourself.
Which
means so the selfishness selfish. And the thoughtfulness.
My thoughts was thinking about me.
About you.
Oh, man.
He's going to let the dog walk. Listen, let me tell you something. Y'all, please. I need everybody who are dog lovers.
Oh my God.
Under the sound of my voice.
Yeah.
Send John Montez. I'm going to put his Instagram page up right here. Send him a comment. Y'all tell him if he was thoughtful. What is it?
Evil.
Selfish, evil, or thoughtful?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say all of the above.
Oh my God.
Because you being evil to this dog, was the dog literally walking in a circle?
He literally, for probably a good 5 minutes.
And you sit there and watch.
And then would run. Like,
how much,
like he was going somewhere.
Nothing to make them, y'all get him. Oh. How much did you laugh? How much did you laugh?
He's not going to tell you evil. Now.
Look, because look, look at him. Look at him.
He's not going to tell you look now. At him. He's not going to tell you.
You laughed, huh, bro?
I mean,
you
I thought like, it was funny after
and you
a
said,
while.
And I'm sure you said this. Look at this dumbass dog.
Definitely thought that. He definitely didn't thought that. Didn't you say that? He did. He's, see, he's confessing.
He thought things were going somewhere, thought, yeah.
Look at
oh my
evil,
God.
Evil. You evil and selfish.
But
evil and selfish.
What were my options? What were my options?
Do what you were supposed to do, bro.
Walk,
you what? Said what?
We were in the garage. Walk, what was my? What were my options?
Walk him to the sidewalk, maybe?
No, it was raining outside.
Oh, you were trying to protect him from getting wet.
Yeah.
Is your
yeah.
garage flat then ramped or ramped?
There's a ramp
out?
In there too, but mm-hmm. it, the part we were on was flat, yeah.
It wasn't going to hurt you. Your fat ass can use some exercise.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm so
we
sorry,
are live.
Bro. I'm sorry.
You,
I'm
y'all
bleep
are funny.
That out. I'm going to bleep that out.
No, you're not.
What page? This number just, okay, boom. I got the number. I'm going to bleep that out. I'm sorry, y'all.
Yeah.
But you just, that was so, I'm a dog lover. I'm one of those people, this going to sound weird.
Yeah.
I love dogs more than I love people.
Why?
Yeah. It's a little.
Why?
Yeah.
A little, but there are people like that. You. I get it.
I got to be honest with you. Well, you're right. Some people.
I know a lot of people like that.
Dogs are just so,
so
they don't argue back.
It's not they don't argue back. They just love you, man. Like it's like
unconditional.
And I've done that part.
Yeah,
it's the unconditional love.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't. It's often that I yell at Max because Max don't do nothing. Max is a good dog. He's a quiet dog. He don't. No. But if you know, Max would just be. I just say I be just talking to him. He'll just look at me. And I'm like. This dog really love me.
Aww.
Or is this dog in his head cussing me out?
Probably both. Either way. Above.
We never hear Max. Is Max mute, maybe?
He's testing me with my newfound. What? If you don't quit talking about my damn dog, what?
I mean, say, he might, but this one was blind.
Hey, bro.
Say, man.
You even keep talking about these dogs,
say,
man.
That's what this is. Say, man.
Listen. I hope these dog lovers wet. Oh.
Keep,
please, y'all. Listen, I am hot right now.
John.
And my dog is, I don't know if he, I got to be honest with you. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
You just got real sentimental and real reflective right
no,
there,
no, no,
Lolo.
No, no. Because you know I thought what? About that before. I thought about that because. I've had Max. Max bark. Is a year and a half old right now.
Mm.
And I've never heard Max bark. Like, never.
Yeah.
Heard him bark.
You can
now, he'll make a, he'll make a,
he got that grit.
He'll do something like that when he wants, yeah, he those are his sounds.
That might be just his breathing, his nostrils.
No, he snores. I know his breathing. He snores
he
like
does.
A grown man.
That breath. Sound might be his.
Like a grown old man.
But his vocal cords are not intact. No.
Say, bro. Let's move on, man. Because, say, man, this dude is.
I'm just trying to help figure this out with you.
I hope and pray that these dogs.
Figure this out with you.
I hope and pray a dog bites you when you go outside today.
King.
No. I hope a dog bite him.
No, we do not.
First of all, I love dogs. I love pets.
No, you don't.
My favorite
pet
was
more than that.
My horse.
He grew up with horses on the farm.
I don't care.
And dogs.
What he grew up with.
And pigs, cows, chickens.
Chickens.
So I love animals. I mean, y'all can send me whatever mail, but I love animals. And yeah. But it's just.
So to answer your question, you were evil to the dog. And what you won't be doing is talking about my dog.
I'm not. I love Max. I think Max is amazing.
Talking, no. Yeah, your ass going. I'm sorry.
All right.
See? All right.
I am a dog lover. I miss having a dog, but I wouldn't be able to give him the proper attention. So
I miss you having a dog. I miss that.
Oh,
I ain't going to lie.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
They're a lot of work.
I know.
They are a lot
But
of
I was raised with
now,
dogs,
Max,
so I.
I will say this.
You know.
I want to say to all the humans who decided to create this breed that Max is. And because this breed didn't exist before 2008.
That's weird.
Oh.
Yeah, this breed did not exist before 2008.
Hmm.
I got some choice words for people who created these dogs.
Uh-oh.
Because the way Max shed is insane.
Oh, yeah.
It is the worst thing I've ever experienced in my life. So to the point where I had to get air purifiers in my house just so I could breathe. Mm-hmm. I never knew I was allergic to dogs.
Wow.
Or that
both
one.
Of my parents had, for exactly.
Right.
Both of my parents had dogs my whole life. Mm. So I grew up around dogs since a kid.
Yeah. Me too.
And to finally get a dog and I'm like, I can't breathe.
But Max isn't your first dog.
Oh, no.
What you mean?
That's not your first. It's not the only dog you've ever had.
Oh, no.
That you have, not your parents, but that you have.
No, I've had pit bulls, you know what I'm saying, named Blanco. That was my dog. I miss my dog.
Blanco, my God.
Had Duchess. She was a Shih Tzu Maltese mix, you know what I'm saying? She thought she was human.
She did.
Yeah.
Little
diva. And very much so. You've gotten allergic to.
And Max. And he was a gift. And his breed is an expensive breed.
Somebody was trying to set you up.
I ain't gonna say that now. Nah, the homie. I'm just saying. What the homie did, he was like, bro, you without a dog is so unnatural.
I know. I remember you told me that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I was like, what you mean? Because he brought him over. I was like, oh, he brought his dog. You let him out. Let him walk.
Yeah.
I'm expecting his dog to leave with him.
He left and left the dog.
And he was like, yeah, bro, I'm finna go on. I said, Kai, I'm gonna put the dog on. He was like, nah, he's staying with you.
Oh,
I said what? Oh. Yeah, bro, you without a dog is like it's unnatural, bro. I can't even see it.
Wow.
You know. And when I first in the beginning, I was like, yes. Me and Max was on the couch chilling, and all. Then I started seeing all this extra hair. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Then I started sneezing and couldn't breathe out of one nostril. And one day, I don't know what happened, but I thought I was gonna die. I could not catch my breath.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I was like, okay, yeah, now. I don't want to get rid of them because and that's so terrible. That's how terrible. That's see, John, you evil. That's how much I love dogs.
Oh, he's really
this dog
good.
Is playing with my health over here, and I kept him.
Yeah.
You wouldn't do that. You gonna let the dog walk around in circles? You little evil piece of. Oh my God.
But to my defense, I did know
ain't
that
no
he
defense,
was,
bro.
I knew he was diabetic, so exercise was gonna do him good anyway. So he needed the exercise. Right? Diabetic people with diabetes need to exercise.
That's, fat that, people do too.
Yes.
You walk.
Skinny people do too. Yep.
Oh my God. I'm so mad at John. Let's move on, bro.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
I stay there for I'm gonna come back. Let me breathe.
Yeah,
I don't
love dogs.
Breathe
I think
in,
dogs.
Yeah, whatever.
Akuna Matata.
Let's talk about this dumb Kentucky lady.
Oh, gosh. Oh, are you sure God. That it was $90,000 that she got?
Or, yes, it was $90,000.
And not
$900,000? No.
I'm not quitting
even
my job for $900,000. Like, hold on.
I'm not quitting.
I'm trying to make this story not as dumb as it sounds.
Oh, no, it's dumb. It's what it is.
So,
yeah. What the headline say?
She quit her job. She quit her job. She won the $90,000 lottery ticket and quit her job. So I would say in this case, to the both of you, what would you do, Lane?
Wait, what would I do if I
hold on.
Won
hold on.
90,000?
Wait.
What?
Yeah. Was that is she black or white?
Lane is
Let's think about that.
That's a black lady. That's a black young chick.
Okay.
She was young, wasn't she?
Wait.
She was probably middle-aged.
Wait.
She wasn't young.
Oh,
okay,
my God.
Okay, so are you asking me, like, what I would do if I won $90,000? Or
yeah, because I think what this speaks to for us minorities is our financial literacy, where you're quitting a job for $90,000.
Oh.
Because you're going to have to pay taxes on that, first of all. So you're probably going to go home with about $45,000.
$45,000.
Let's talk about that. $45,000, maybe $50,000, $55,000, maybe.
I just spent that while you were talking about it. Is out of here.
See.
But what I would do is if I won a substantial amount of money, whatever the amount, is I'm going to look at financial planning, make sure that I have proper investments, to cancel debt, especially unwanted debt, take care of my family, immediate needs, and then... Now, this is way beyond $90,000 because I can't. $90,000 wouldn't do nothing for me.
Yeah, I'm about to say you're doing a lot.
Yeah, $90,000 wouldn't do anything for me. Literally, you cannot quit a job if with winning that amount of money, considering taxes, unless she had some type of investments or something. She was like, you know what? I'm good. But I don't know. I don't have any context beyond that. But if $90,000 was the linchpin, like, this is it, I'm out of here. Somebody need to go check on her. She need to go get that.
I know
that.
What King would do.
What would King do?
Let's see if you know me. Sky Bar on Sunset Boulevard.
Boy, please.
No, that's 80,000, not 90.
No,
y'all. I'm just saying. Listen,
Jessica, just because
you did it one time,
just because I did it two or three times.
I thought you only did that once.
No, one time I did. I think it was like twice.
Okay.
No, like King, what would you do? Financial planning, because I know you're good with that too. I know you're good with
now.
So, yeah,
now,
what would you do with it now?
Now, $90,000. First, I'm going to sit and breathe for a second.
Right.
Okay. I'm going to sit and breathe for a second. Like, all right, cool. What's the most important thing? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What do I need to do to set myself up? Because $90,000 is just enough to kind of set you up for something else.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's some capital for something else.
Mm-hmm.
You dig what I'm saying? So I would probably find the right thing. Take the time to invest, clear up some unwanted debt, but take the time to figure out what's the right thing to invest in. Mm-hmm. And I would invest in that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to invest in some people are still on crypto and all that other stuff, but nah, I don't think I will try to find something that's more solid, something that's more mm-hmm. consistent. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I've blown what that lady made, I blew that in a couple nights. One night, you know what I'm saying? I know I did that in a year for sure. Mm-hmm. And that was just on extracurricular activities.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Experiences.
Yeah. Like, it was just,
that's
you know what?
One. I like
that. That was a great one.
It's one of my favorite
was
words.
Great.
I like that.
Yeah, I do. That was a good one right there. I like that. That's exactly. I spent that on experiences.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like you said, sometimes it speaks to financial literacy. I will say this. Mm-hmm. Having had a lot of money and blown a lot of money, when you don't come from money, you don't respect it. You dig what I'm saying? So sometimes you have to have respect for the money. You ain't no sometimes. You got to have respect for it all the time.
You have to learn that.
You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's something you have to learn.
Yeah.
You know, you do have to learn. Wait, let him learn. That way he learn.
Okay.
That way he's going to learn.
Yeah, man. I can't.
I'll say this. Even in the, us being in the entertainment realm.
Mm-hmm.
It's people that didn't come from money, don't know money, never had money, so don't know how to act when money comes.
Thanks.
I think that's where I feel like, and I know this is not on topic, but I think we need to bring back some artist development, but then have them go through some type of course.
Yes.
Like this.
Absolutely.
How to, you know, manage your money. Know when somebody's, you know, you gotta, yeah. I definitely wouldn't go crazy, because $90,000 ain't nothing.
Right.
Because inflation is everything.
Exactly.
You know inflation is inflating.
Listen, I used to get those, take $100 and go to the store and come out, you know, looking pretty decent.
Oh,
yeah.
Man,
and that's the grocery store.
Yeah.
Now you ain't even, bruh, bruh, bruh.
That's two bags, maybe.
If that.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the hardest things that I've had to learn is how a lot of the purchases and things that we buy are more liabilities and not assets.
Mm.
So if you're concerned about buying, like for example, I'm just using this as an example. If in your mind, I have to have that BMW X6, like that has to be a thing. Cool. If you have the money to be able to go and buy that. But if you're going to buy an X6 for the purpose of leasing it out, now it becomes an asset. As opposed to it just being a liability and it just sitting there in your garage, not making any money for you.
Yeah.
And like kind of just switching your mindset, like that's important from a financial standpoint. Mm-hmm. What does that actually mean? What does being financially literate mean and not making these stupid decisions? Because I've made.
That had to be the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
What?
I've made.
You win $90,000 and you quit your job.
And quit your job.
As if $90,000 is some money. $90,000 is nothing now.
It's nothing.
It makes me wonder what this person has, where they come from or what they come from, what they've experienced, what their current salary was.
I don't know this lady at all.
Yeah.
But I can guarantee you, I know where she come from. Because that's a mindset.
Yeah,
it is a mindset.
You dig what I'm saying? When you don't have it and ain't had it, when you get it, it's over. I'm out of here. Oh, I'm up. I'm rich. Let me tell you something.
Jeez.
I was so ignorant to money. And when I got money, I was, we went to Vegas one time. And I was so full of myself. I'm at the crap table. I'm doing my thing. You know what I'm saying? And dude, somebody said something. And guess what I said?
You did.
I said, man, whatever. Man, I buy this casino. I was never buying it. I ain't have enough money to buy the casino. But this is how you feel when you don't have it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It affects your mental. You know, you think you. No.
Yeah.
So, yeah, people need to do that. Yes. Yeah. No, we should definitely talk about that third check mark, though. God, that second check mark. That's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
But yeah. I will take $90,000, though. Let's just, you know.
Oh, any day.
Yeah. But I'm going to keep
it just depends
working.
On what it's for.
Yeah.
It depends on how I get it.
That's
speaking
important.
Speaking of that.
What?
I ain't heard no Diddy updates lately.
And Silence of the Lamb.
Listen, man.
It's been
there was
quiet.
A lot coming through the pipeline.
Lots. Would you?
And it is hush city right now.
Yeah. Why do you think that is, though? It's like, why?
Oh, it's just all, like, you know, we just speaking, not theoretically, it's all speculative. Speculative.
Like you I know, said, that's speculative.
Too many, there you go. we, it might be too many people, you know, been different people on them tapes and you know, listen, man, you got to be careful, man. Like, we don't know who on them tapes.
It's like, we out here now. Up, no, we not.
They like, who?
No, we not.
I did what? Oh, they got who on? Oh, man, say.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I will say, like, I ain't gonna lie, man. It's a hush. It's hush city. Nobody's heard anything.
Hush city.
Like, people moved on. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Watch this. Speaking of moving on.
What? Moving on.
What about the girl that said what she said about Beyonce?
She probably need to move on.
Oh my God.
Listen. Indiana State University. Yeah, the one who said girl. Beyonce ain't country. And she said maybe they wasn't planting, they were picking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They wasn't making money.
They were being bought. Ooh.
Oh my God.
Ooh.
My question is, why would you say something so stupid like that?
Stupid does.
Pretty much, man. She wanted that.
Like, I'm not saying you have to like Beyonce's album. That's not what I'm saying. Yeah, like, if you don't like it, you don't like it. If you don't like country, whatever. That's a whole other thing.
Mm-hmm.
But to take it down that route, to be so ignorant with your statements and saying that's that old school racist BS that I can't stand. I can't.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes I feel like people that make comments like that are jealous when they are, or they get intimidated by a force. Like, okay, here she come. No, she gonna kill it, whether you agree with what she's doing or not. It's Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have that kind of power. You don't have her kind of power. And you don't have the resources to even accomplish half the stuff she's doing. So you got something sideways to say.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just like, you might have wanted to just shut that one up.
Yeah.
Stay out of that one.
Yeah.
Keep the comments in the house.
I mean, you know,
I get
people
it.
Are. You know, I've heard some of my black brothers and sisters say, "Oh man, we are not our ancestors. We ain't gonna take it there." Guess what?
Mm.
They ain't their ancestors either.
Oh, that's the other part of it.
Listen, they gonna say what they want to say.
Mm.
You do what I'm saying, and what we gonna do? You can't whoop everybody. You know what I'm saying? What's the answer to this? There is no answer, I don't think. There is no answer to racism. There is no answer to ignorance.
I think love
is. You know what I'm saying? No. And I'm gonna have to disagree with you on that.
You can disagree, man.
You know why?
Why?
People have still been loving all these many years, and it's
loving.
Still here.
I said love.
But people have been loved on, and there's been love shown, and there's been love given.
I didn't say
given.
Loved on and love shown. Love.
Explain it.
Jesus is love. That's it. The end.
He said
that's what I meant. Like when you have, I'm not.
Okay.
What?
Since you want to go there, I'm finna gaslight too. Since you want gaslight,
I'm not gaslighting. I'm speaking the truth.
Oh, that was because
Jesus is love.
You think Jesus just started now? What about all the other times?
Listen, I think Jesus has always been love, but it's up to
then
us.
Why is racism still around?
That's on us. We have a will. We have a will. Just like we have to forgive people when they do stupid stuff or stuff that we don't like or things that we disagree with, and sometimes it hurts, we still got to love. I mean, that's who we are. That's all I'm saying. I was really not trying to guess.
Who you
like,
pointing at when you say we?
Me, you, King, and Jay.
Don't put me in that.
We are.
Don't put me in that.
Listen, you are love. You are.
Nope.
Yeah.
Don't put me in that.
Okay, you don't want to.
Do not put.
You don't have love in your heart. Jason,
I got some love in my heart, but do I have enough love to be just, you know, just take it?
No, I'm not saying that. That's not what I'm saying.
Mm-mm. No. I heard your comment. Not saying, let me retract the statement of you gaslighting. I was just BSing with you.
I know.
But that statement could be a loaded statement. Oh, Jesus is love.
He is.
Okay, if he's, why are we know this, okay?
I know. That's why I said we are.
No.
Because I know how y'all believe.
Don't put me in that. Concerning this. Do not, I have my own thoughts about this.
Were you talking about the girl?
No, racism.
Oh, you're talking about racism.
What she exuded. What she exuded was full-on ignorance, racism.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Honestly, ignorance is not knowing, right?
That's
what the definition is.
By definition.
So she's not ignorant.
Oh, I don't think she's ignorant.
Well, she knows. She's well aware of what she said and done.
Oh, yeah.
She knew it was going to be a inflammatory
backlash.
Statement. She knew it was going to be a inflammatory statement. She knew it was going to... Viral clicks. Yeah, we going.
Maybe
I'm going to go as far as to say she did it for the clicks.
And
I'm
so,
going to be honest, because she did it on TikTok.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. It's clear that she knew in this information age, social media, all this stuff, she knew exactly what she was doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I also think that people like that, you know, because there's many of people like that, mm-hmm. when they get out there and do stupid stuff for the likes, the clicks, the whatever, they don't count all of the cost. Now, we don't know all of the consequences of this because I think there's a statement in the article that said the school cannot disclose their decision on her attendance for legal mm-hmm. reasons.
Yeah, she in school.
Whatever that
she
means.
She's going to be in school. She's going to be in school because
exactly.
she ain't the only one thought like that.
Exactly.
Anyway. What I think is crazy is that none of the articles have posted her actual name. It's all saying a student from India.
Absolutely.
Indiana. Yeah. I think that's kind of...
They post all other names and stuff. Right. Come on, man. Come
she's
on.
An adult. She's not a
come
child.
Come on, we know what's going on. Let's keep it funky. We know what's going on.
Yeah. Lanisha going to be on there.
Back to Lane saying Jesus love. She thought she got away, but no.
Oh, no. I believe that. I believe that
as well. But since you're saying, I'm saying, what's the answer to racism? And your answer to me was love.
Yeah.
And I asked you... Explain love. Jesus is love.
And
God
said,
is
Jesus
love.
Love. Because when you let him do that work in your heart, I know some people, okay, I'm being serious. I have a really good friend. I'm not going to say his name. I have a really good friend who was raised in a racist home. His father reared him to be racist.
Mm-hmm.
And one day we was having this conversation and he was like, you would not believe the things that I was taught to say about your people. He's a white man. And I was like, yeah, I would. I mean, because I grew up in this skin, you know what I mean? But when that love got in his heart, he changed. And sadly, without going, telling his life story, here, him and his father are estranged. He won't even talk to his dad now because his dad taught him, to hate us. But then when he found love and he realized this is not the way, this is not the truth, this is not true, he changed. So that's what I mean by that. It's possible, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying it's not possible, but I look at it like this. Racism is in the fabric.
Oh, for
sure. Not just United States of America, of the world.
Craig.
You dig what I'm saying? Oh. Yeah, I understand God is love, Jesus is love.
I know you do.
But you know, the weird part for me is a lot of the racist people, you know what I'm saying, whether they are out or in, you dig what I'm saying? You know, they will go to church on Sunday and say they serve the same God as a black man does. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But and then you got those who are in racist groups that's saying God told us to kill this person God said.
That's
but
evil.
Is that the same God you serve, Lane? Or is that a different God?
Well,
is that the same, like, I, you know what I'm saying?
That's evil,
like,
and that's them claiming God. I mean, I get it, because I've gone to
when
church.
Is God going to do something? When God going to do something?
That's what we're here for.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
That's what that's my heart. Like,
that is a great talking point,
it's
ma'am.
To be loved.
We're listening.
It's to be loved, to be light, man. Like, that's, we're not going to change everybody, because again, we all have a will, right? We have free will. There's some people, which, I mean, we got some things that we're going to talk about. There's some people that are just evil, man. They're just evil. Mm-hmm. And what's the saying? You can't win them all.
Right. Yeah.
All we can be is love and light. And that's the difference. I'm not saying we got to go start no church. I'm not saying we got to walk around trying to change people. Just be who we are, and God is in our hearts, okay? I could say that about us. All we got to do is just be who we are and be the difference in this world.
Hey, man, quit saying us. Well, I don't know what you're talking about. No, I'm playing. I'm just joking. I'm just joking. I'm sorry.
Baby Bishop, stop it.
I'm sorry.
You gave us a whole sermon before we started tonight, so don't even.
I mean, all I'm just saying is,
you got the love of Jesus in your heart.
What? What are you talking about, man?
I'm messing with you, bro. I'm messing with you.
What are you even saying? Like, come on, man.
You heard what I said, Korea. You heard what I said.
Okay. All I'm saying
anyways,
is this.
Love.
You know, she, you know, we don't, like you said, they won't release her name.
Yeah.
They won't release what's happening to her as far as listen, yo, we know what it is. We know what's happening.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's, and you know what I'm saying?
Protection. Protection, protection, protection.
Yeah.
Let's keep it safe. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
We're going, because there's a lot of stuff I can say, but the fact that I do have a lot of white friends and, you know, just different, you know, I don't like getting into the racial thing.
Yeah.
But sometimes you got to say, you got to share your opinion.
You got to talk about it. Talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, because a lot of my white friends, I trust them more than I trust some of my black friends.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You dig what I'm saying? A lot of my white friends have been there for me when none of my black friends were.
But you're not measuring. But you're, and this is a question, you're not measuring that on their skin. You're measuring that on their character, right? Or their them being trustworthy or honest with you.
Well, I'm just using it to say I'm using it to say. Using, like, I guess we can't say skin right now. That's, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Skin wise?
Yeah.
No, that's just somebody's character. We know that. Mm-hmm. But if we're talking about black skin, brown skin, white skin, this has been my experience.
Yeah.
But I've also experienced somebody, had somebody at a church tell me one time, and it was, to me, I took it very racial. Y'all tell me what you think about this. This dude said, "Hey, King, come here, man. I want to show you off." At an all-white church.
Okay.
Wait, he said those exact words.
King, come here. I want to show you off.
So,
to our friends.
So I'm going to be honest. Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you, because that's a trigger for me.
But can I ask, was he, because King, if
he wasn't playing, bro.
No, but I'm saying, like, was he doing that from your musical accolades part?
It don't matter, my nigga.
So too.
But like, if I'm going to introduce you, so I'm proud to introduce you to somebody because of your accolades. Well, you're my friend.
You're not going, but John, you're my friend. You're not going to come to me and say, "Hey, King, watch this." To an all Latino, all Latino party, or wherever we at.
Here he is.
It's more Latino people, and this is the only black guy. One of the only four or five black people in this whole building. Yeah. I want to show you off. This is the guy behind the door. This who makes us sound like this. And it's I said, "King, can I show you off?" I was like, "No, you cannot."
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of layers to that.
Is that racism?
It depends.
Or am I overreacting?
No, I think it depends on the intention, man. It comes down to the intention of it all. Like, that's what, and that's hard to judge because you can't see that sometimes.
Well, and let me say this too, Jay, like, intention is absolutely a thing, but also for us as Black people, there are certain words and phrases that when we hear it, we know the origin of it. And it's like, we know what y'all's conversations are like at the house when we're not there by certain things that you say. So when you say, can I show you off? To us, I'm just going to give a hypothetical that could come across as, here's the token Negro. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's how that
can dance.
What'd you say?
Sing and dance, nigga. Sing and dance.
I've been in that situation before. So.
And I'm going to tell you something. Not to go here, but I've had that more I've experienced that more in church than I have anywhere else. Yeah. And the reason, and it's funny because a lot of times why I don't, you know, I go to certain churches and, you know, they want me to work and I do some work. Mm-hmm. A lot of times the reason why I don't continue to do the work because I'm not a sing and dance type. You can't just, you can't hit me with the whip and make me, I'm not. Who you talking to?
And can I
say? I had one man do this. I promise you. Okay. I was at this one church, and the way the church was built, it was like an amphitheater. So it had I would run up the stairs just to kind of get my workout or whatever. That man stood at the top of them stairs and said, run, boy. Listen to me.
My hair is standing up on my arm.
I stopped at the top step, dead in his face, and said, who you talking to? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah.
But that's
a little different.
That's what I'm
it's
talking about,
It's a little
about,
different
King.
Over here. Ain't no singing dance, homeboy. You don't get, and you ain't going, I ain't going to let you make it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, John, you know, a lot of words, I hate to use the term trigger, but a lot of them are trigger words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we know that, like she said, we know the origin of the statement.
Yeah.
We know how it's been used in times past.
Yeah.
You dig what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody ain't racist, man.
Funny? I have a there's a word right now that people are using, my boy.
What's up, my boy?
That's my boy. Yeah.
I'm having a hard time with that because of the boy aspect of it. Like somebody said that to me the other day and I was like,
But why would you have a hard time with it?
Because of the same thing.
It was never applied to you.
Well, no, but
all your people.
But I don't know your intention. I don't know you and I don't know your intention. And I don't know that if you're saying that to me because I'm Latino and you feel like you're superior to me or whatever. Like I don't know.
Let me go ahead and put it in context for you there.
Yeah.
This is about to be
you, mm-hmm. Rico,
yeah,
Sinway,
Danny,
Beanie, John Blackburn. I'm
going down the whole list.
Y'all all my niggas.
Yeah.
all y'all know not to say that to me.
He said, let the record reflect.
Yeah.
These is my niggas right here. Yeah. These my partners. Mm. It's my boy. What's up, my boy?
Yeah.
You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's different.
They know, but see, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you know, if it was a Black person that said that to you, even if it was a white dude said to you, I don't think it was because right now it's like a term of endearment.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just like, what's up, my nigga? How you doing, bro?
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
John, you and
sometimes
I.
Sometimes people.
Oh, go ahead.
Sometimes people are really offended. I get more white people offended by the N-word than Black people.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we give words too much power.
I agree with that too.
Because if, they said that, that means they're going to, no, whatever. Who are you talking to?
Oh, my God.
Hey, King, what's up, my nigga?
Yeah.
Like, I ain't gonna lie. Real story. Beanie slipped up and said it one time.
Uh-huh.
we was in Detroit getting ready for my wedding.
Oh, God.
And he was in a car full of Black people.
Oh, man.
Oh. He said, say my nigga. I said, oh.
Beanie.
He about to get it.
Beanie's.
This boy about to get it. Y'all let him. Hold on. Chill out. Everybody calm down.
Beanie is not.
Bro, you can't say that, bro. Right, you can't say. Like, because it shocked me because he ain't never said it.
Well, it's because you never heard him say it. That, But
come on, man.
And I'm just saying.
All of us know who that dude is. He wouldn't say it maliciously or anything of that sort.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? And so when he said it, I was like, oh, Lord, I'm the Black dude that know this kid. So I got to get all the other Black people in here calm.
Oh, because they don't know him.
They don't know this nigga at all.
Because I'm like, it's Petey. What do we mean?
Oh, that's, they don't know him.
Yeah. They don't know him.
You're like, same man. And so, hold on.
But like, whoa. So, John, somebody saying my boy.
Yeah.
I mean, I take that over. If you ask me which one you're going to use, my boy or my nigga, I'm going to go with my boy. What's up, my boy? That's my partner right there. That's my boy right there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That don't mean I'm looking down on you. That don't mean like, hello, boy.
See, that's, you know, how I heard it. Oh. That's what I heard right there. That's what I heard. And
did they say it like that?
No. No, I don't think
that's
how
you. Yeah. That's just how you perceive it.
That's how
you. No, you need.
But that's like us, King. When we hear certain things and we know the origin of it, we be like, we know what it sound like. Yeah. You know what I mean? On the kitchen table conversation.
And two, I get defensive too because I've like I'll tell then you guys,
because you got a lot of black friends.
Yes, and I get defensive in that area.
Yeah,
and so I'm on like alert for that shit too. And so
stop cussing.
He talked about you.
I feel like
we're trying to stop using profanity on this show.
Did you say vanity?
Profanity on this show.
We're going to call it vanity.
Vanity.
We're not going to use no vanity on this show. God. No, that sounds ignorant. I don't like it.
I love y'all.
I'm just saying, man.
My bad.
I'm not the my boy statement. No, I'm not. It's just when dude said to me, can I show you off?
That's not that, okay. Yeah.
In my head, I don't believe in past lives or whatever. Mm. But when he said, can I show you off? I saw myself standing on the slave auction block. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel that.
Hey, look at this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was showing me off to more white people.
Like it was auction time.
Yeah.
Like it was auction time. And this is my boy right here. This is. Show him what you can do. Sing and dance. And I was just like, Jesus Christ.
And that's the part, I'm going to be honest, that's the part right there where I've heard people, white people say, like, I just don't get it. I don't understand how that's offensive. It's again, you don't understand it because you haven't lived that life in that skin your entire life. You don't understand it because of that. So it's stuff like this that I think it's good for white people to hear, because then they understand, oh, that's offensive. It's stuff like that. When I say that, I'm not. Again, I think it's intention, but even if you have the best intentions, doesn't mean that your execution is on point either. Yeah. So when you're going to do that, like, be careful.
But I don't think this girl had no good intentions.
No, she's rotten, bro.
She's going to find out,
she's
though.
Rotten.
This chick says...
She's going to mess around and find out.
You think so? No, nobody going to be able to touch her.
I think she's canceled in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot. I don't even think she's going to be able to attend school there because it's just going to be too much for the university.
I bet you. Well, I don't know. It might be too much for the university.
And then her mental health.
That's why they won't give you that information.
Man, they know
what the decision we've made to do at school. Because, you know. That girl should be fine. She'll be just fine.
She can be in good old USA.
She's gonna be just fine in good old USA of America. In Indiana, come on, man, she'll be fine. She's gonna be fine. Trust me.
Well,
she said what she said. You want me to tell you why she said it? Because she knew she could get away with it. She knew she was gonna be able to be all right with it.
God, I don't think she is socially.
Like, I'm gonna tell you something. Again, my experiences with these people saying what they... Like when a man hit me, told me, run, boy.
My God.
He thought he was going to get away with it. He thought I was going to be, yes, sir, boss. Mm-hmm. Boy, he said, run, boy. I stood 10 toes. I'm going to say, who you talking to?
Oh, God.
Oof. And he was like, ooh. Like he felt all that energy.
Did he say anything back to you when you asked him that?
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Because he knew what he was saying. This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He knew what he was saying.
He knew the intent of it.
Yeah.
Oh,
he said, run, boy.
I love people. Lord Jesus.
Well, who are you?
All right.
And I got to the top of them stairs and stood right in his face. And I promise you, I had to be about this close to him. When I said, who are you talking to?
I gave him a two-piece.
Oh.
Say, and he saw the face. He saw it all. And I wanted you to feel all of it because... Tell me who you're talking to, because if you're talking to me,
because this ain't a boy,
this ain't gonna end how you finna end. This ain't finna happen. I don't care where we at today. I'm about to let you have it.
Oh my God!
Don't you know after that I never seen that man no more.
Proper.
I think he just kind of made his way. Like I don't want to see him.
I'm gonna be over here, George.
Or something.
I don't want to ruffle any feathers.
And let me say this to all my white brothers and sisters, man. I love people. You dig what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But when people come out with in blatant racism, and then when you try to play with somebody who is that sound dumb.
Did you just dumb diagnose your statement?
Yeah, I just got myself.
What?
Especially when you run up on a guy who's kind of sure of himself and who knows, you know, who's well taught and well versed and like, I see this. Play with somebody else. Don't play with me. You might can teach it to the next generation so they can try with somebody else because I'm the wrong one.
Just stop.
I will let you have it because, you know, and I used to do stuff like that because I used to love, this is going to sound so terrible. When they call themselves being racist toward me and I say something right back.
Oh, no.
Because they look at me like I'm crazy. True story. I'm embarrassed by this.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wait a minute. Is this selfish, evil, or thoughtful moment?
Selfish, evil,
well,
or
y'all,
thoughtful.
Y'all tell me.
Okay.
My son's freshman year in high school, he had a coach that was kind of, I would say, racist. Because, well, I'm going to tell you the situation first.
Okay.
I'm at the game. Game's over. My son missed a couple minutes of practice, right? Mm-hmm. And so every time my son would miss 1 or 2 minutes, if my son missed 3 minutes, he'd make my son sit out 3 quarters. In this particular game, they sat out 3 quarters. And I watched my son pace the field. And he was like he told his team, y'all, keep us ahead. When we get in, we're going to win. Mm. So, because when I get in the fourth quarter, we're going to win, yada, yada, yada. They end up losing the game. My son come off the field just crying and mad. And Lane, you know him.
Oh, yeah.
I grabbed him. I said, man, what's wrong with you? Mm. Man, he said, I'm the reason we lost. I'm thinking my son just being passionate. Mm. And this little white kid came out of nowhere, uniform clean. He ain't never going to touch the field, never going to be on the field, nothing. And he touched me. He said, Mr. Logan, coach did say that, and I think it's wrong.
Mm.
Oh. So he did say it.
Mm.
Well, all righty then there, sir.
Here we go. Act two.
Coming up. sitting in the Jeep Wrangler up on the mud tires on the lift, the big boy.
White one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And man, it's like all the other kids is coming out of the locker room. It's 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 35 minutes. All right, I'm tired. I'm ready to go home. Mm-hmm. I walk in the locker room. I tell my ex-wife now, I said, I know what he's in there doing. He's trying to smooth it over with him. I walk in the locker room, and in the front office of the locker room, there sits my son and that coach. Hmm. And guess who showed up? Chia showed up to dinner.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a time where things are going to get real interesting.
Yeah, it got real interesting. Hey, let me tell you something. I don't think a white man's ever been called so many niggas a day in his life. Listen, and I knew he was racist because a couple of weeks before, I called him to talk to him. I'm like, Coach, listen, man, I know he's late to practice because I'm on him about getting his grades.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's a student athlete, not an athlete student.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They thought they had put the phone on hold.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I was like, man, it's Logan. It's that nigger's dad. Oh, I hear whole situation.
He did not say that.
On everything.
Well, you wouldn't be lying.
And let me tell you something.
Oh, my God.
I would go up to the school during practice. And my son, for some reason, he just come walking off the field. Because he didn't know what had happened.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I said, man, what is it? He said, say, man, whatever you finna do. My son, I go, hey, man. I don't know what's going, man. Just calm. Like my son had to calm me down.
He said whatever.
Because I hear these two white dudes calling me niggers. My son's a nigger. Mm. The whole, and it's the hard error.
Yeah. Mm.
So I'm about to get in. But the night of that game, I called him some. Because I go in there, I says, I see him trying to talk it over with my son. I say, man, come on, let's go. The coach going to say, I'm talking to my player right now. I just say, man,
I remember this.
Game over.
Oh, God.
I said, game over. That's my son. Let's go, man. Grab your stuff. And then the coach going to start walking towards me like he re-
No.
And immediately, I said, say, my nigga, who you fin? What's up?
Act three.
I'm going off. I'm going off. My son running to grab his stuff and all the other kids coming out the locker room. The parents are standing around the locker room. I never forget this. It was the funniest thing on the planet. Oh, we're going to call the police. We're going to call the police. I said, go ahead and call them because I guarantee you I got more money than you and I'd be out in an hour. Oh, it got quiet around there.
Oh, my God.
Then the athletic director showed up and says this, and it was so funny to me when I got in the car. I didn't laugh then, but I laughed. He said, well, we see where LD gets his fire from. Oh. Yes. Yes. Yes, yes. Because at the end of the day, man, stop playing. Like, that racism stuff, man.
Yeah.
Stop it, cuz. Because it's not going to end well.
Yeah.
For nobody. Somebody going to die and go to prison.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening.
Mm-hmm. It's just all about, like, man, whatever you finna do.
Yeah. He walked up. What's up, Pops?
Whatever you finna
What's up, Pops? Man, look, whatever you on. I said, what you mean? He said, I seen you walking from the car. He said, I seen you walking from the car and you ain't, ooh, you mad about something.
He knows his look. Daddy. Whatever Listen, you finna do.
He did, Listen. Didn't he? Say, boy.
Oh, my God.
Listen, all I'm saying, I don't like the whole racism thing, man. That's just... Yeah, we done spend a lot of time
yeah,
right there.
Let's
move on.
The
Danielle Johnson lady.
Uh-huh.
Y'all heard about that?
What about her?
Danielle Aoka.
That's her artist moniker.
Is she a singer?
I don't know if she sung or rap. I don't know.
What does she do?
But it didn't specify.
So it's the report on that is a Los Angeles woman who police say fatally stabbed her partner before mm-hmm. throwing her two kids out of the moving car. Oh my God. So she was an astrologer, man. And
this one.
Yeah, she's into she you know why she says she the because she said it on X/Twitter that the eclipse was gonna bring about an apocalypse or a form of spiritual warfare and all this other stuff. So she was just trying to get her family out of the way. You dig what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. This is why we were saying last week, was it last week or week before? Be careful of your influence, because she had a lot of influence. She had a lot of followers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
she had a lot of followers.
Really?
Like, she was popular. She was an influencer.
Oh, my God.
Like, she had a lot of followers.
Be careful.
You know, I'm glad we didn't hear, because a lot of people, this was the biggest. Like, they really, really hyped this eclipse up.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It was heavily marketed.
So many people saying, you know, Lane made a joke last week, tomorrow, we still here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was about
because
to ask
Because people
y'all
saying
again.
We was going to be the rapture. People saying the aliens going to come back. It, you know, it's a lot of weird. And this lady killed her partner in his sleep. Then packed up the kids and put them in the car. We're going to go for a drive. And while you're driving... You push them out of the car and take yourself out by running into a, was it a tree or a wall or something? And you take yourself out. But my heart,
Jesus.
You know, probably goes, oh, she needs some prayer. Now, screw her. See, I did good. I did good. I was finna
cut. Look at you. Insert applause here.
Yay. You know what I'm saying? I did good.
Oh, God.
Screw her. If that's what you felt, all right, cool. I'll let you get on up out
That's
of here.
Evil, man. God.
Everybody died except for the 9-year-old. Imagine that kid's life growing up.
Gee.
The story of your life is that you're by yourself because your mother killed your sibling and, come on, man.
Wow.
That is terrible. I really hope. I wonder, that's a good question. I wonder if that was the kid's dad. Or did the kid have other, you know what I'm saying?
Like, it's, if they have a family support,
yeah,
I pray
man,
that they do.
Think about that, man. That's terrible.
Oh, my gosh.
This is why mental health is a real serious thing, man. You don't know what people are dealing with.
Listen.
Yeah. A guy at the church I was a member of, for a few years. Man killed himself.
That's crazy.
This woman had to, he killed himself. Mm. We don't know. I mean, because I'm not the one to go, well, why? Oh, it don't matter, bro.
Right. Like, it happened.
Especially when you do it to yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, it's a joke. This is not a joke.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I said something, and it was kind of funny. Black men don't really kill themselves. They think about it a lot.
You said they think about it a lot.
Think about it a lot. Let me tell you something. There are some black men I know that did they self in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But a lot of them aren't, you know, we think about it a lot. And we think long and hard. And then we be like, oof. Mm-hmm. Oof, wait a minute. Is this going? No. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-mm. That's why I said, man, look, I really be checking on people.
Please, y'all.
My mama. I really be checking on people. Hey, yo, you good? Like, I had a dream about one of the homies, and I didn't remember nothing but his face. Mm. Hey, yo. Uh-huh. And we don't talk like that. And I was like, yo, you straight, man? You good? Everything? Mm. You know what I mean? I just want to make sure, because I don't know what, I'm not no dream interpreter. Yeah. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that
But at the same token, you still got to.
Came on you, like.
Exactly.
Man.
Check on people, man.
Check on people, because it be your own people.
It be your own people. Check on people. Because at the end of the day, man, I don't want people to feel like they by themselves.
Right.
Because I've been down that road. Like, legit been down that road, man. You dig what I'm saying? Opposed to sitting there and trying to deal, you know.
Right.
Most men suffer in silence.
Yeah.
Because why? Oh, he weak.
No.
Oh, he this, he that, he this. He, you know, because that's the
like a stigma, that's huh?
That's the stigma.
Yeah. That's so...
What happened?
What?
Oh.
We're good.
Okay.
Oh.
We're good.
But yeah, man. I just want people to be all right. Because I'm... If you let's look at the stories that we're talking about right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The world is... It's trash right
now.
It's
mad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. People. Talk to somebody. Really, don't be afraid of counseling. Don't... You know, in a safe space, find what works for you. Yeah.
Did you hear about the Lakeisha Williams girl?
Is that the girl that went on a vacation without her kids?
Listen, man. Somebody, come on, bro. Something got to be. It's something going on now. Like, because. Nah,
what?
I ain't going to say. I heard somebody say that. This is not usually a dark complexed problem right here.
Yeah.
This was
we don't do that.
These women leaving their kids and killing their kids and
we need a house meeting, huh? We need
listen,
call home.
You
everybody
used to
come
know,
home.
Y'all say I'm lying. Tell me I'm lying.
What?
You used to know if the person was black or white based on the crime.
Yo, yeah. Yep.
Now you don't know.
Yeah.
Yes. That's
everybody.
Evil.
You like what?
Evil doesn't discriminate.
Nope.
Yeah.
It's after everybody.
Listen, man. Anyway.
Good God.
Yeah, that was kind of a lot.
That was a
Listen,
lot.
Listen, I don't want nobody. Yeah, I don't want nobody to.
Well, go ahead, I think bro. We really need a man. Like, it's about the kids, bro. Like, I understand. Mm-hmm. Okay, you want to unalive yourself. That's horrible and tragic all in and of itself. But when you Absolutely. Involve kids into this and other yeah. people into this, that's not okay.
No, it's not.
It's just not okay. But then you have to wonder, like, what is in the minds of these individuals
right.
for this Lakeisha Woods to Williams to just leave her kid at the house when she goes on a cruise to Puerto Rico? Like, where in your mind is this computing that this is okay?
When is this cool? When is how old were the kids, John?
I want to say the oldest one was 8 years old.
Mm-hmm. And six.
So six and eight Come years
on.
Old.
Come on, bro. That's just, listen,
like,
if happening? You didn't want no, if you didn't want no kids, you should have kept your legs closed.
Mm-hmm. Boy, he went old school one. On you.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, bad.
If you one. Didn't want them.
Yeah.
If you didn't want them.
Yeah.
My heart just.
Yeah, that's old school for real. But if you didn't, yeah. why? Because now these kids is traumatized. That means, so if you don't have a family support system, they're going to take these kids and put these kids in a system, then who knows what can happen to
exactly.
these kids.
Exactly.
Yeah. Watch this. It could be a great thing for them.
Right.
Yeah.
Or it can be the hell.
Exactly.
Right.
Oof. You know what I'm saying? You just gambling. You shooting dice at this point. Let me see what I'm gonna. Ah, craps. Oof. Oh man, now this kid grew up to be a serial killer.
And what did the kids like? What did she tell the kids?
Oh, this kid grew up to be the greatest neuroscientist on the planet.
It's possible.
You dig what I'm saying?
I just can't imagine the. You know, it's night. You know how kids are when it's getting dark outside, and you know it's nighttime. It's time to go to bed, and you know.
Oh my god! I
just can't imagine what they were going through. That time.
I'm thinking about my granddaughters, man. I can't even lie.
Ooh-wee.
I'm thinking about my granddaughters.
How old are they?
My granddaughters are 6 and 9.
Oh my God. Same exact age. Imagine leaving them and you going on vacation.
Who?
That's what I'm saying.
Don't imagine me doing it because it ain't happening.
Yeah, the parent is the parent.
They, let me tell you something. Both my granddaughters know we going over Papa House.
Right.
We good over
Safe
there.
Space.
Stay over there.
They know for sure. Mm-hmm. When they come over here or wherever I'm at, they good. They going to eat. They going to have some fun. Mm. All that. So to the point where sometimes they don't even want to go back home.
Yeah. I understand.
And you have to
with you.
You have to think, like, in the case of going back to my friend leaving his dog with me, like, you have somebody around you that will take care of pets or your kids or your house or whatever.
You still evil.
He's trying to bring that thing home.
Evil.
He's coming home right here.
I don't think I was. Ooh. I think I was thoughtful.
You wrong for that.
I think I was thoughtful.
I'm thoughtful for you.
And we're back.
I didn't say for
let
who.
Me calm down. Let's see. Thoughtful I tried to let it thoughts. Go, but he had to. He thought he was bringing it back for a good thing. No, you still evil.
That thing came alive again.
Don't let the dog. This dog blind. He gonna walk around in circle. Oh, but I get it though. That is funny. I can't lie. I'm not going to laugh, though.
Yeah.
I'm not. But that is how I can just imagine you sitting there looking like, look at this dumbass dog. Then you do it. That's what you did, didn't you?
Confessions.
You see what I'm saying?
What else was I going to do?
Confessions.
Shouldn't have been ashamed of yourself.
Oh.
Why? Because he's getting exercise? Because he's doing what he needs to do?
He's walking in circles.
He was
walking. Did he pee in that circle?
I need a bell.
Eventually, he worked himself up.
He peed in that same circle, so he had to walk. You know what, John? You know what, Lane?
All right,
let's go home.
Yeah, let's go home.
Listen,
I love you guys.
He's gonna make me mad. We've had a weird conversation today. Home.
We did. But can one more thing before we go? Because I think we're giving people all these problems, and I think there's something we can do for them. Which I'm gonna ask you guys this question.
Okay.
And then we'll cut.
All right, let's go for it.
Okay.
So have you guys forgiven lately?
See, now you want to open up a whole nother hour and a half with me.
You know what I'm saying?
It's easy.
Jay.
It's an easy question.
It's easy to answer, but the why is the thing.
Lately?
So
lately.
I had an opportunity to do it the other day when I was having somebody going off on me on my text message at 2 a.m. And I looked at my phone and I said, you know what? I don't even have the energy for it. Would you say, King?
Yeah, gonna be calling my phone 2 o'clock in the morning trying to go off on me.
I mean, a whole dissertation.
Really?
I
know this person?
No, but you know of the situation.
Now, when you say lately, how long is
he trying to? Establish his parameters.
Right.
I mean, I'd say within the past, you know, year, 2 years.
Mine was last something week.
I
haven't. You know, I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And it's only. Well, have I verbally, or do you say just within myself?
Within yourself, or verbally, but mostly within yourself.
No, because I'm one who I am. I don't like to argue. I don't like to beef. So I am one to quick to forgive and be like, yeah, all right, cool. Mm-hmm. But this last situation, man. That's a hard thing to forgive right there. You dig what I'm saying? Yeah. That's a hard thing to forgive. It's just, as the church say, as they pray for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pray my strength in the Lord.
No, yeah. I get it. Like for me, John, I'm glad you said, because when King said like out, you know, like audibly or, you know, within yourself, you know, I had to really coach myself. And in this situation, I can't even vocalize it. Like, I can't even tell them because my words will trigger them. And it's going to start a whole new thing. So I just had to go, you know what? In my heart, after I went through my little process, mm-hmm. I forgive them. And when they're ready to talk, I'm here. And yeah. and that's just it. And I have to move on.
Now, I've forgiven people in the past, but
yeah.
it's not easy. It's,
you know, forgiving is, forgiving is not an easy thing to do, especially yeah. when, yeah, no, it's just not, it's yeah, I can't.
Yeah,
I can't. That's a whole nother hour. I need some therapy sessions before we even answer this question, brother, because this is
I think it's like, and what we're addressing with people and all these issues and stuff that people are going through.
Right.
For me, this is a very important, if not the first step to that healthy mm-hmm. mind mm-hmm. is mm-hmm. forgiveness. And it's getting to that point. And I don't think a lot of people realize I don't ever like to say you have to do anything. You don't have to do anything. But I do think that it's really, really important that you forgive. Mm. And it's not easy. And sometimes it does take a lifetime to forgive. So it's not something you're going to do in a week. You know, it's none of that.
Let me say this.
Yeah.
Forgiveness. Some does take a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
I am a victim of sexual assault as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
By a blood brother of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me an angry person. It made me a dangerous person
mm-hmm.
to the point where people didn't know how dangerous it was, how dangerous it could be. But it got to a point to where forgiveness and my peace was more important to me than the anger I had for dude. Mm-hmm. You dig what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then I looked back on my life and I was like, you know what? All right. Yeah, that happened. But boy, did I win or not? I won.
Yeah.
You dig what I'm saying? Like, I won. I look at it, I won. And it's like, okay. So the last time I saw this brother, I think I've told you guys this. We were out to dinner for breakfast for my dad. And first thing he did when he saw me, he put his hand out, man, I want you to forgive me for what happened. And I don't even know why I said it. Because I didn't want to forgive him. I wanted to tell everybody. I wanted to tell his wife, his kids, everybody. I wanted to tell this dude here is trash.
Yeah.
I wanted to tell everybody. But when he said it, I was like, bro, you know what? You're my brother. I love you and I forgive you. And that man shook my hand and started crying. Like literally started crying. You know what I mean? So for whatever reason, I felt like that made me, I became free at that point. You dig what I'm saying? It's like, all right, cool. I'm good, man. I don't have what we beefing for.
Yeah.
I don't have no problem with nobody.
Mm.
And that's why I am quicker to forgive now than I ever was.
Mm. Yeah.
You dig what I'm saying? Especially if somebody asks me to.
Yeah.
Because I realize that forgiveness not only helps me, it helps them as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because you don't know, they might be being tormented in their mind, thinking about what they did.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
You dig what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Forgiveness, that's a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
And I guess we'll get back to forgiving. You know what I'm saying? Eventually.
For sure.
You know what
I mean? But to be continued. Because that is
working
in progress.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway.
Oof.
We done now?
Yes.
We're done. I think we can tackle this more a little later, but yeah, that's definitely, it's good. And I just want to encourage.
This episode got
to
be a little more uplifting because this has been a roller coaster
ride.
This is something I'm going to get out. I'm going to hang up and be like,
ooh, I done labored.
Let me think about some stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really, you know, now I got myself thinking, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Get on the battle.
But I do believe people talk about it for sure.
But I do believe people got to, you know, forgive and just so they can live, man.
Forgive
and
so you can live.
Come on, that's good.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying?
That is good. That's a t-shirt.
I don't even be trying. Just I'm fly like that. I'm dope like that.
You're pretty
like Dave Chappelle said, I'm dope, nigga.
And we want to thank you for...
Yes.
No,
we do want to
seriously
thank
y'all for riding this roller coaster with us on this episode, because man, but y'all are living it, y'all are experiencing it, y'all are seeing it. Some of y'all are going through some really tough things, and we want y'all to be encouraged. We want you to have a time to laugh with us, because you know we do hit some hard topics. We do, you know, score on each other sometimes, but we have this love thing. We have this relationship.
Absolutely.
And we hope that y'all have the same, like the community, somebody you could talk to. Don't be afraid of counseling. Laugh a little bit more. Keep tuning into our episodes, because one thing we're going to do is laugh. So thank you for subscribing. Thank you for clicking the notification bell, liking, commenting, sharing, downloading our podcast episodes, and listening in the car on your road trips, sharing with your friends. And I'm going to kick it over to my co-host,
Benedictor.
The Benedictor of the evening. I'm going to give it over to you so that you can send us out the right way, because we want to always seal the deal with this. So,
listen, man, again, like she said, we want to thank y'all for listening, downloading, watching, subscribing, liking, sharing. We appreciate y'all, man. We really do, because we can't do this without you guys. And we're trying to, you know, reach more people, get bigger, get better. And we're going to get the benediction, and we're going to get out of here. And the benediction goes a little something like this. Now may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're out. Time out.
What?
Why you keep putting your hand up when we do this, bro?
Because it's what you're supposed to do.
He's receiving.
Says
the,
who?
He's receiving.
Says who?
The church. Every
black church I've been to is what you're supposed to do.
That when don't make that a black thing.
It is.
No.
We raise our hands and we get ready.
What you talking about? The hand?
When I got to leave, I put the finger up and go and walk out.
That's how you know he's black. All right. Back
now,
to the
now I'm about to mess you up. You know where that comes from, right?
Where does it come from?
The finger up?
Okay.
Yeah, what is that?
That comes from slavery, because all the slaves used to sit around while the master was at the table eating. And if they had to go to the bathroom or anything, they had to put their finger up. And when the master did not acknowledge them, but they had to keep it up as they was walking out, so they'd know that they got the master's acknowledgement. But that's neither here nor there. That's a whole nother.
And I did that on Sunday.
That's a whole. See what I'm saying? Walking into one.
I do.
A lot of times people don't know where stuff come from.
So should we keep doing it? I think it's like an honor of the slaves. Do we do it as a, what do you call
Shut
it?
Shut up. Shut up.
No, I'm asking.
Shut up.
No, I'm really asking.
Now may the Lord watch.
Yes, please watch
between
us,
me and thee while we're absent one from another. May he keep you in perfect peace is our prayer. Listen, y'all, I'm King. That's Lane. That's Money Montez. And we got the homie Max in the back. Salute. Thank y'all again, man. 100.